From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Former President Jimmy Carter is heading back to the U.S. from North Korea with a 31-year-old Boston man held prisoner there since January. Ijalon Gomes had been sentenced to 8 years of hard labor on charges of entering North Korea illegally. President Carter went to Pyongyang this week on a private mission to secure Gomes' release. They're expected to arrive in Boston Friday afternoon. The State Department says it has information suggesting that Pakistani militants may try to target foreign aid workers responding to Pakistan's major flood. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports aid groups are taking the threat seriously.
State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the U.S. has information about the potential targeting of foreign relief workers in Pakistan, as well as government ministries.
We're in possession of threat information. We're talking to and working with the government of Pakistan to do everything we can to make sure that our disaster response can continue.
An official with the International Rescue Committee says his organization has security protocols in place, and so far the focus on security has not affected the IRC's ability to deliver aid. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration says samples of salmonella have been found in chicken feed used by two farms in Iowa. Sherry McGarry is the FDA's emergency coordinator for food safety.
We've received confirmation of salmonella positive, again with a DNA fingerprint that matches the outbreak fingerprint from feed samples that were provided to Pulaton Wright County Egg Farms and also at Hillendale Farms.
The FDA says the producer sold the eggs to distributors and wholesalers in several states, and they in turn distributed the eggs further throughout the country. For the first time in a month, slightly better news today about jobs. The Labor Department says new claims for unemployment benefits fell to 473,000 after shooting up above 500,000 a week earlier. But as Danielle Carson reports, analysts say the numbers are still too high to sustain a robust economic recovery.
Jobless benefit claims are volatile, so analysts are hoping last week's encouraging drop wasn't just a blip. But Nigel Gall, chief U.S. economist with IHS Global Insight, isn't pinning high hopes on one claims report.
I wouldn't take too much from this. If we look at, say, the four-week moving average, that's still creeping up. I think the best we can say out of this is the major upward spiral that seemed to be there in the previous couple of weeks seems to have come to a halt.
Analysts say claims need to fall below 400,000 for job growth, and right now the economy is creating fewer than 100,000 jobs a month. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Concern about stubbornly high unemployment sent stocks lower on Wall Street today. The Dow fell 74 points to close at 9,985. The Nasdaq lost 22 points to close at 2,118. The S&P was off 8. This is NPR. The Federal Aviation Administration today issued its largest fine ever against American Airlines. The $24.2 million fine covers a period in 2008 when the airline was ordered to inspect its MD-80 jets for problems that could lead to a fuel tank explosion. The FAA says American didn't conduct the inspections and that some 14,000 passenger flights were not in compliance. American says it will appeal. Federal mine safety officials are warning coal company managers they're risking fines and jail time if they give miners advance notice of federal safety inspections. NPR's Howard Berkus says the warning follows revelations about some coal mines dodge inspections.
The revelations came in an NPR story in May and a congressional hearing the same week in which former miners and federal inspectors described what they called a common practice. When federal mine safety inspectors approached, they said, some mine officials, security guards, and other surface workers send warnings underground. That gives miners the chance to avoid violations and citations, and that happened during two surprise inspections conducted since the deadly explosion in West Virginia in April that killed 29 mine workers. In four recent inspections, federal officials commandeered the phones so that miners underground could not be warned. Now the Mine Safety and Health Administration says it intends to enforce federal law forbidding advance notice and will seek fines and criminal prosecution when warranted. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
In the Atlantic, Hurricane Danielle has strengthened to a Category 2 storm with maximum sustained winds at nearly 110 miles an hour. It's nearly 700 miles southeast of Bermuda, heading northwest. No watches or warnings have been issued. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.